My entitled aunt invites herself to my private dinner in celebration of my little sister's accomplishments. And after ordering the most expensive food items on the menu at the restaurant we were going to, they then refused to pay for their portion of the bill, claiming that I said I was going to pick it up from the very beginning. But as a result, I refused to pay for their bill. And now I'm being called a massive jerk for not footing their bill. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I will start off with saying that I have an aunt on my dad's side of the family. She's 50 years old and has 5 kids ranging from 20 all the way until 12 years old. She's always been known to be a freeloader and taken advantage of situations and people. For example, one time my dad and I were planning on going to the drive-in and my dad stupidly told her. She asked if her kids could be included too, and I felt so angry because this happened every time me and my dad had something fun planned when it was just me and him. And that is just one of many instances that have happened in my life. So hopefully you can get the idea. So anyways, last week I wanted to celebrate my little sister from getting her driver's permit, and I wanted all of our family to go to Olive Garden. And by that, I mean all of us who live in the same home. I told everyone to clear their schedules for Friday afternoon because I don't want anyone to feel left out. Well, that's where I messed up, because my dad told my aunt and told her that she could tag along without telling me first. We showed up to Olive Garden at around 4:30 p.m. and I asked to be seated at a table for 5 people. And the people I had in mind were me, my dad, my 2 sisters, and my grandfather. But that's when my dad stepped in and asked if we could instead get a table for 12. I asked why, and that's when he told me exactly what he did. I was so angry, especially because my aunt and my little sister have a history. But I didn't think much of it because I wasn't expecting what was coming up. We're finally sitting down, and around 30 minutes later, she shows up with all of her kids. We eventually ordered, and she kept ordering expensive dishes and lots of drinks. And I was kind of in awe considering that she lives off of food stamps, which honestly, I don't shame anyone who does. But she kept ordering like she was Scrooge McDuck on just another Tuesday evening. The bill eventually comes up and I ask for her to split it. She says in such a grating voice, "What do you mean split the bill? I thought you were paying for us." And that's when it clicked. She only came along to get free food. I immediately glared at my dad, who shifted the blame straight to me. He said, "Why would you offer to pay and then not follow through?" I thought to myself, "Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I wasn't expecting to pay for another 6 people." I ended up asking the waitress how much it would be because I didn't want to ruin the mood and my little sister's accomplishment. Well, the bill came out to about $557. Excluding what me and my family ate, namely my dad, my 2 sisters, and my grandpa, it would only be about $243. And here's the part where things get a little bit spicy. I outright refused to pay for her and her kids' meals as I felt 2 of them were still kids, but I never invited her myself, let alone agreed to pay for her entire bill. My dad is now calling me a jerk because he had to pay for it with his credit card. But here's the thing, I don't think I did anything wrong. So honestly, I need to know, am I the jerk for not picking up the entire bill, especially since I wasn't planning on paying for my aunt and her kids in the first place? What should I do? There is no way you are the jerk here. Like seriously, how is this hard for anybody to understand? For starters, you were not planning on having them come along for your dinner. You were just trying to celebrate your little sister's accomplishment. This was supposed to be something simple that all of you could enjoy. And then here comes your aunt trying to spoil the mood and completely ruin the evening. And that's not fair for you at all. And it sounds like you were willing and ready to pay for quite a bit of this meal. Like you had money set aside so that you could drop hundreds of dollars on the bill and take care of everything. But in my opinion, the second your dad invited your aunt as well as her stupid kids, at that moment, that promise of paying for the bill was completely out the window. You were not prepared to pay for that many people. You were not told ahead of time, and in fact, he told you in line when you're about to sit down. I mean, seriously, how awful is that? If I was in your shoes, that would be the last time I would ever trust my dad with my plans ever again. He's clearly just gonna tell his sister, and that's gonna spoil the mood altogether. And the fact that this aunt wasn't willing to pay for anything that they ordered, and they were also so willing to get all this food for the night under the assumption that you would pay for it, is so disgusting. For context, the original poster is 18 years old. Like, they're saving up, but they don't have that kind of money. It is unacceptable for them to try and take advantage of you and then get upset when you can't pony up for the bill. So no, you are not the jerk here. Your aunt is in the wrong and your dad is absolutely in the wrong as well. And honestly, if he wanted to invite them without telling you first, then he's the one who is absolutely responsible for their bill. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Would I be the jerk if I told my brother what his wife and kids were saying about me while he wasn't there? Because right now I'm incredibly hurt, and I seriously now don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So to start things out, I have 3 kids. I have a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. Their dad left when the oldest was 5 years old because we aren't worth the stress. I was terrified because we were about to be homeless, but I managed to find a job. I had not seen my family since they cut me off for getting pregnant as a teenager, but my older brother found me and made me move in with him and his family. We live in their basement rent-free, and it's more than enough. I feel a little awkward about his wife and his kids. He has 2 preteen daughters, but they're always nice to me and my kids when we see each other. Well, it was my brother's birthday yesterday, and we were all upstairs having dinner. My brother left the house to get something, so he wasn't home for a little bit. My son accidentally spilled some juice on himself, so I took him to get cleaned. He then got all worked up and tired, so I quickly put him to bed. My daughters came down as well, and I sat with them for a tiny bit until they fell asleep. After that, I was going back upstairs when I heard my sister-in-law and my nieces talking about me. I heard one of the daughters say, "Did she really get pregnant at 15? And then the mom responded by saying, "Yes, and look how she ended up. She's lucky your dad is so kind, because you know she was pretty much homeless before we took her in. You guys better not get pregnant. I don't want you ending up like her." I mean, my situation is pretty pathetic, and it's true. I'm lucky that my brother found me. And you know what? I was going to ignore her. But then she started telling the girls my entire life story. Again, this is okay, but she was telling them some very embarrassing details and making me out to be a horrible human being. She told them I did all sorts of substances while I was pregnant, which is definitely not true. And she told them I probably had a bunch of mental illnesses, which also I don't. She also said that I was probably going to abandon my kids or give them up if my brother had not found me. Her kids both said something like, "Oh yeah, I can see her doing that. She doesn't seem entirely all there." Now, let me tell you something. It really hurt to hear how badly they thought of me, and I regret telling my brother and sister-in-law what happened to me. I know I'm not a role model and probably should be ashamed of myself, but I didn't think they thought so lowly of me. I just went to bed and thought about ignoring it, but now I'm wondering if I should tell my brother. I mean, it's childish and petty of me, right? I mean, I feel like it would be pretty petty to go crying to my brother about his wife and his kids. I just don't know if I can look at any of them in the eye anymore, but I don't want to risk being kicked out. So honestly, would I be the jerk if I told my brother what they said and potentially start a fight or an argument or at least stress them out? What should I do? What an awful situation to be stuck in. Like, honestly, you had nowhere to go, you were completely destitute, and you thought going to your brother would be a good place for you to stay, only to then find out that your sister-in-law and her stupid kids are stabbing you in the back. And that's exactly what they're doing, by the way. They're turning against you and treating you like garbage for literally no reason. Like, seriously, how dare they throw dirt in your face when your life couldn't get any more complicated? The fact that they would say that while you're not around, especially from your sister-in-law, all under the assumption that this is some kind of like teaching moment for her kids, that in my opinion is so disgusting. And I think above anything else, you now know that this is not somewhere you want to stay long term. Because just look at the way they're acting towards you and your kids. They seriously said, "Oh yeah, she would probably get rid of her kid if she wanted to," while also claiming that you're on some kind of substances and that you're mentally ill. It's not like your life ended up this way on purpose. It really does sound like you had a bad hand in life and things really went south. And if it was up to your sister-in-law and her stupid kids, they would probably convince anybody around them that you're a bad person, even though you're not. Their behavior is so reprehensible and it's so disgusting. And if I was in your shoes, I would start the process of getting my own place. Save up money and find somewhere else to live. You do not need that in your life. I can't really say whether you should or shouldn't approach anybody about this situation. I mean, this really could lead to some weird consequences, such as you getting kicked out before you're ready to move out, or even just causing tension in the household. And it all really sucks because they're talking garbage about you in their home. I mean, they own it. This is their place. They could tell you to get lost at the drop of a hat. And while I don't think they're that cruel, I think that's a possibility you need to think about in your head when you go through this situation. But I know for me personally, I would be finding a new place to live. Something that I can rent so that I can have some place for myself and my kids. So honestly, hopefully this all works out for you. And hopefully if you do decide to talk to him, I would just make sure first that this wouldn't jeopardize my living situation, especially if you don't have anywhere else you could possibly go to. Today, I messed up by giving myself an awful lopsided haircut. And trust me, this is definitely the reason why I didn't have a third date with a girl I was interested in. Here's what happened. So for full disclosure, this happened actually a few years ago during COVID, but I felt it was a funny story to reflect on now. Anyways, I had a date with a girl, and we're gonna call that girl Kate. Kate is not her real name. It was locked down at the time, and so the dates people were going on were just socially distanced walking dates. I met Kate on a dating app, and we had been on one fairly nice and civil walking date, walking around the mountainous region of the city we lived in at the time. And because it went well, we decided to arrange for a second date. Now, I realized by the time the second date came around that I really needed a haircut. It was in the middle of the pandemic though, so no barbers were open at all. About 7 to 8 months earlier in the first lockdown, my ex had given me a buzz cut, and I figured I would just do the same this time. For some reason though, I left doing this until the morning of the date. So that morning I woke up about 3 hours before the date and began shaving off the hair from the top of my head with an electric razor. The electric razor was a cheap, rechargeable razor. My hair grows back really quickly, so at this point I had quite long, floppy hair all around. After starting straight away by lopping off the front right portion of my head, the razor started to die. I thought to myself, okay, no reason to worry. I can just do this with a razor plugged into the wall. Well, that morning, I learned that most electronic rechargeable razors, especially the cheap ones, actually use up more energy than they get back from being on charge, which means if it's low on charge, it still will not work when plugged in. Now, at this point, I had lopped off the long part of the front right of my hair. It was not a stylish look. My roommate at the time, we'll call him Jake, also not his real name, he found it absolutely hilarious. We decided we would leave the razor to charge for an hour and try again later, making this incredibly close to the date I would have with Kate. After an hour or so, we tried again. The issue was, though, that the razor, without much charge, was very slow and didn't work very well. With a guard on the razor, that gives you the exact length you want for the cut, but it struggled to cut anything off when its power was dying. We managed to lop a little more off of it, but even still, it was so lopsided. Jake then had the idea that he would take the guard off and just carefully try and cut some of the back off without getting close to the scalp. Well, the obvious happened.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He ended up slipping and shaved a huge section straight down the scalp, and he found this absolutely hilarious. At this point, I had run out of time, and I needed to leave for the date. What I had at this point was that most of the right side of the front of my head was shaved to about 1 to 2 centimeters. The left side was completely uncut, though, and at the back of my head, it was also mostly uncut, except for one huge chunk that was completely shaved down to the scalp. I remember optimistically thinking, okay, maybe she will think this is some kind a punk hairstyle. Well, she definitely didn't. I wore a hat to the date, but it was obvious something crazy was going on underneath. So I told her the story of what happened and hoped it would come across as endearing and charming. I offered to take off the hat and we could have a laugh about it, but unfortunately though, Kate really didn't want me to take the hat off, and I could tell that she was definitely embarrassed to be seen with me. It was at this point that I realized that actually maybe she wasn't right for me. The person I wanted to be with and to spend time with would have found such a situation as quite funny and amusing, and would love to joke around about the comedic predicament that I had found myself in that morning. Now look, I have nothing against Kate. She is completely entitled to her preferences, but at that point, I guess I realized that we aren't really right for each other. So we had an amicable second date, and as you could probably guess, there was no third date. She probably thought something like, God, I don't want to be seen with someone so silly and goofy like this guy. Which, you know what, if she thought that, then fair enough. I personally realized that I would rather be with someone who would enjoy these things instead of being ashamed to even be near me. Yeah, Kate sounds like a giant stick in the mud. Like, seriously, how can she not find this hilarious? Here you are on a date with someone and they have like an honest moment where they're like, yeah, I messed up big time. I shaved my head wrong and now it looks like garbage. You want to point and laugh with me? Like, something like that really does go a long way in my opinion, and it brings you down to like a human level where you can really connect with them. Like, if I went on a date with someone and they said something along those lines, or even something within that same vein
vein of thought and they're laughing as well, then I absolutely would join in and start laughing. Not at their expense, but maybe just at the situation in general. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, honestly, this really shouldn't have been that big of a deal. So seriously, you didn't do anything wrong. Sure, you messed up in like shaving your head by accident. I totally get that. But you know what? At least you learned that Kate is really not a nice person. This was clearly somebody who is incredibly stuck up and very entitled, and is clearly someone who's like a giant red flag. Like, talk about dodging a train. Because truly, if a girl stops dating you because of a bad haircut, then trust me, this is not someone that you want to have a relationship with. My boyfriend has horrible anger management problems, and as a result, he is always having some kind of tantrum or yelling match with me over the dumbest things possible. And at this point, I'm so tired of dealing with this, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I first want to start off by saying that I love my boyfriend. We've been together for 5 years. We each have our own place and we don't live together for several reasons. But one of the reasons is his anger issues. He is wonderful a lot of the time. But the other part, he is freaking out about this, that, and the other. Everyday inconveniences throw him for a loop. He deals with stress really badly, and yet he seems to look for ways to make his life more stressful. Now, for the sake of brevity, I'll just get to the latest issue. Due to things that we both have going on in our lives, I've only been able to spend Saturday night through to Sunday afternoon at his place. However, each time for months now, something will happen. For example, last night I went over, I was doing stuff in the kitchen like general cleanup and stuff like that, mostly because he's not really the best at keeping things tidy. He was opening the fridge, and when he did, a pizza box fell out. He then started with the usual amount of swearing. I assumed he had it under control, and I turned to go back to the dishwasher. And then, at that moment, a bunch of soda fell out of the fridge and onto the floor. Now, I don't know exactly what caused this, but one of the sodas spilled inside the fridge, while a couple of them fell on the floor and spilled there as well. And sure, I get it. That's really frustrating. However, he starts shouting. He starts swearing and screaming at me to hurry up, demanding that I help him out and get this done, as if this is some kind of huge emergency. He's screaming at me saying, "Move it. Why do you always move in slow motion?" Stuff like that. I think I almost have PTSD from dealing with this stuff all the time. I mean, I end up shouting back at him because unfortunately this is not out of the ordinary. But with him, it's to the point where I can't stand being yelled at and blamed for stuff that I didn't do. I also can't understand how everything is always turned into a crisis. Even just opening up the fridge door. He's either incredibly clumsy or he has incredibly bad luck. So then we're both shouting at each other and saying angry things. And then at that point, I just grabbed my purse and I left. He texts me apologizing and asking me to please come back, begging me to not leave and ruin our weekend. But you know what? I drove home anyways. And after doing that, I feel bad and guilty. Like, I already know he's like this and under stress and has anger issues, and I should just go out for a few minutes until we can both calm down. But instead, I run away, making everything worse. And now we don't get to spend the weekend together at all. I have no idea what to do anymore. This scenario has played out several times over the past few months. He never learns how to control his temper, and I never learn not to engage and just step out until we cool down. I'm wondering if couples therapy would potentially help us in this situation, because at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Wow, your boyfriend sounds like a piece of work. And before I dissect the way this man acts, I first off want to say that none of this is your fault. The fact that you left and got out of that situation is honestly a really good thing, because in my opinion, someone being verbally aggressive like that, especially in the way that you're describing, very quickly becomes physical before you realize it. So escaping the situation is honestly not a bad idea, and that's not your fault in the slightest. But seriously, let's talk about your boyfriend real quick, because this guy does not sound like a good person. He doesn't sound like a good boyfriend, regardless of how much you try to claim you love him. Because you know what? If he loved you in return, he wouldn't scream at you about everything that happens in his life. Like, look at the way he acted with the refrigerator. Like, first off, you don't live there. It's not like you stacked the pizza boxes wrong. This guy did that himself. He's the one that probably put it in there incorrectly, and then when it inevitably just falls out of the fridge, he tries to shift the blame on you. And that is so unacceptable. You didn't stack it like that. You didn't cause the soda to spill out all over the floor. Like, the way he's treating you is so inappropriate. So in my opinion, that makes him the problem and not you. You have not done anything wrong, and I really think that you didn't ruin anything about your weekend. But instead, he's the one that ruined it with his awful attitude. Like, think about it for a second. You're constantly being yelled at, and in this post, you're acting like this is perfectly ordinary in terms of like a relationship, and you're almost trying to blame yourself for the way your boyfriend boyfriend is reacting. I don't know about you, but this is not someone I would even be able to spend any time with. He sounds like a complete basket case. Sure, he probably has some redeeming qualities when he's not screaming at you, but how on earth can you even begin to focus on any of those if he's acting like a complete psychopath all the other times you're around him? I honestly don't know how you put up with this for 5 years, and I know for a fact I would not be able to put up with this kind of behavior. So truly, I wish you the absolute best of luck with this relationship, because it does not sound like a healthy one in the slightest. And also, as a final note, I don't care how much stress he's under. This guy has no right to talk to you like that and blow up on you about the smallest things going wrong in his life, because what he's doing is absolutely a choice. And in my opinion, I do not believe that you should have to be an emotional and verbal punching bag for all the problems that he refuses to have addressed. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, check out Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked in the description.